Hey guys, Coach James Shorty, aka Shorty, and today I want to share with you a piece around overwhelm and anxiety. So, we're coming into February, we're into February now, and so many of us may have already started back at work or maybe started back for a little while. And what usually happens is we go through this not having a nice break over Christmas and over the holiday period, and come back and just like all systems go. So it can be a little bit of a shock to the system. And so what I want to share with you on how to actually unpack that overwhelm, how to actually work through it, both overwhelm and anxiety, so you feel confident and you've got the momentum to keep you going, to do the things that you want to do in order to achieve the things that you want to achieve. And I'll share with you a client story on how to actually walk you through the seven steps to make that happen for you. Do you suffer from overwhelm? Do you suffer from anxiousness? Does it hold you back? Does it stop you from doing the things that you want to do to achieve the things that you want to achieve? So let's get into it. So client rings me the other day. Yeah, Shorty, mate, me and my EA, we're just frozen. Like, we've just got so much to do. And we've just come back from holidays and we've just hit the ground running. And it's just like, we don't know if we're coming or going left or going right or going up and down. I said, mate, totally understand, totally fine, not a problem. I said, first thing I want you to do is to get up out of your seat and actually just to go for a walk. He goes, what do you mean? I said, mate, let's just do walk and talk, right? So he got up, because what happens is that you can't solve the problem with the same set of eyes that the problem was created in. So actually, by moving, by getting out of your chair, by getting out of the car and actually going for a physical walk, will start to shift that internal feeling. So the first step is to actually get out and just to start to walk. And the second thing I got him to do is just to set us about just to come back to your breathing. And you could hear, like, before he's like wasn't as bad panting like that, but you could hear through his voice just the shortness of breath. So I got him to slow his breathing down. And it's like, oh, yes. Oh, I said, mate, you look like you're sounding like you're coming back into your body a little bit. He goes, oh, mate, already just like, oh, feeling good. I said, great. I said, keep walking, keep breathing. I said, third thing is, what I want you to do, you got a paper and pen now. I said, he goes, yep. I said, cool. I said, like, all right, wherever you are, just pull up a chair and I want you to do a brain dump. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, just get everything out of your head that's going round and round at the moment. Got to call vendors, got to call buyers, got to manage the team, got to follow this up, follow the marketing up. Like, just like, blah, 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 blah. I said, cool, just get it all out, get it all out. And once he was writing, I got him to talk it out, just blah, 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 blah. And he came up with about like 35 points. I said, no wonder why your head's a little bit fried. I said, how do you feel now? He goes, heaps better. I said, great. I said, now with your 35 bits of lists, right? Now what I want you to do is I want you to categorize them, because what happens is that it's a bit of a mush in your head right now. I said, categorize them. I said, obviously majority is a work focus. So categorize it into, okay, so you've got vendor activities, you've got buyer activities, you've got team activities, you've got operations activities. So now categorize it. I said, cool. I said, how's that feel? He goes, oh, wow, cool. I said, what did you notice? He goes, well, actually, if I do this one, then that one will actually take care of itself. I said, I said, now what I'd like for you to do is to prioritize. So from most important to least important, can you do that for me now? I said, well, how do I do that out of 35 things? I said, well, you've got them in, just a brain dump, and I want you to compare like your first to the second. What's more important? Is it number one or is it number two? Oh, number one. Okay. What's more important? Is it number one or number three in your list? Oh, three. Okay, great. A little mark there. Is it number one, number four? And so went through this one. Once he got to 1 to 35, then he started again. So what's more important, two or three? Oh, three. What's more important, two or four? Two. What's more important, two or five? And so forth and so forth. Literally, I know it sounds a big task, but literally will take you 2 minutes to do, based on around about 35 pieces of activities. Once he got that, he realized what was most important, what was the least important. I said, great. Said, now from that, I want you to just to highlight your first three. So what, he goes, why just three? I said, because our brains work in chunks of three. Any more than three, that's when the overwhelm starts to kick in. I said, take everything off your list and just have your top three. He goes, okay, cool. said, "How are you feeling?" He goes, "Oh, mate, I just feel ready to go. I feel fully confident and I can feel that momentum is brewing." I said, "Awesome." So later that day, he went off and did his things. I got an SMS later that afternoon. He goes, "Mate, thank you so, so much." He said, "I actually got through all 35 things." He said, "I also picked up another listing based on those activities that you told me to do. And I'm feeling so much more confident. And so is my EA because I got her to do the same process." So that's the thing, is the ability to actually, one, have someone in your corner to take you through, but going through those 7 steps of get out for a walk, just even around your desk or around, around the office or wherever it might be, coming into your breathing, right? Number two, do a brain dump, number three, create categories, number four, prioritize those lists, number five. Top three things from that list is number six, and the last one is to take action, number seven. So there's some tips when you're feeling or potentially feeling overwhelmed and anxious. So we're going from overwhelm to anxiety to actually confidence and momentum. So there's a little tip. Hope it works. Let me know how you go. Just leave a comment below. Looking forward to hearing what have you achieved over this coming week. Bye for now.